Now, you don't hear that, like, on morning radio on RDU. I liked that. That was great.
That was very good.
I know, man. That's on me, really. I should play more of that. Great, great choice. Now, second one.
Yep.
I'd just like to say you have tattooed on you.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, was it you loved it so much you got it tattooed, or?
Not necessarily this one so much. But I love the label so much. And I think that character, I just like the way that it was moving the most, because the series has got all sorts of different ones.
Oh, right. Okay.
So if you look at the rest of them, you'll see they're all sort of gestural.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there are some fun ones. Anyway, to our audience out there, because I've given you no context whatsoever, this is Housework by John Sable. Now, why this track?
It's just got some real good housey grooves. It's great. Like real sort of euphoric feeling. It's a good time.
Now, after this track, I'm going to ask you about your own recent releases.
Mm-hmm.
So, audience, look forward to that. But, first of all, here is Housework by John Sable. Oh, wrong thing. I need to press the right thing. Enjoy. Great, great choice. I have to say, both two tracks that really, they build for a long time, both of them. I think, like, it gives a good insight, kind of, into what you're into, I think.
Yeah, there. Definitely. I personally feel great after listening to those tracks.
Yeah, that, I particularly like that one, actually. I really enjoyed that. Is this, like, if you're at home and you just pop on some music, is this kind of what's playing?
It depends, because quite often when I'm at home just listening to music, I'll be listening to new music that I've been buying, so it could be stuff I'm preparing for sets or just exploring, but yeah, definitely if I want to feel good and, groove out a bit, then definitely I'll chuck this sort of stuff on.
How could you not feel good after that? Anyway, that's a good segue, because, indigestion, you have released new music recently, your Natural Pathways EP. Now, how did... Oh, you're actually wearing the same shirt as you are in that photo.
It's a Jonas Orca shirt. He makes amazing music.
Very good music, actually. How do you think kind of those songs have sort of influenced you?
I think the stuff that sort of has influenced me is always that sort of percussion, and you hear a lot of sort of like organic sound and grooves in there. Just from listening to lots of that sort of stuff, I always try to include field recordings of stuff into my music. So I'll use like a lot of, normal drum samples and stuff. But often I'll go around the house and just like whack things.
That's fun,
and
though.
Record them, or go out into the bush and find different sticks and throw them around and make some noises.
Great.
So, yeah, I think just that sort of real lush, organic sounding music has definitely influenced me into going and finding all these sounds myself. I spent a couple years using my phone as a recorder, but now I've gone out and purchased like a proper condenser mic field recorder thing, which is so much fun.
I guess that's kind of the thing about it, though, right? Is you naturally progress on slightly better technology every now and then to record better and
But I must say, the iPhone recordings were like still slap. They still sound
great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially
cool.
after a little bit of processing.
Now, during that song, we're just talking about the saxophone, actually, that you used. Did you use a lot of people for a lot of instruments?
So on that EP, there was only one lot of instrumentation, and that was Rachel. She played this amazing one-take sax jam.
Shout out to Rachel, by the way. Yep. You sound amazing.
She's
from
incredible.
What I've heard.
I very much look forward to being able to do like a DJ set with her over top. We're just going to be talking to some promoters and organising that, because that'll be an absolute vibe. But apart from that, that was it. The rest of it was just produced off samples or synthesised stuff. Me and Jordan made a lot of our own sort of sound design for Plastic Portal. That was a real fun jam, actually.
Now, tell me, how long did it take you to put this EP together?
I've been putting it together. The thing is that when I got asked to do the EP, I sent through a pile of tracks. And through those tracks, they kind of just picked out the ones that they liked, that they felt vibed with the label the most. So two of those tracks are kind of like over 12 months old. I made Lake Street after a night out in Queenstown. I was hanging out with my friend Alejandro. And
I can get the name Lake Street. I get that. Yeah,
so that was from down in Queenstown. I recorded that. Natural Pathways, I think I was just chilling at home exploring some jazz snare sounds or whatever.
Yeah.
It was good fun. And then, Plastic Portal and Where's Bonga are very recent tracks. I only made those in the last couple months. Where's Bongo was just like a random jam I made, and then I was like, oh, I should get someone over top to do singing or something. Rachel ended up coming over and sorting that one out for me, which was an amazing result. And then Plastic Portal was actually, I think, probably one of the first tracks that me and Jordan actually consciously sat down and said, we're just going to sound design and not look at putting these sounds into an arrangement or a track. And I really wanted to split up what would normally be like a 2 to 3 hour process from nothing to like an arrangement.
Yeah.
It's, you know, slow it down so that we could spend 1 week just working on some sounds and then the next week come back and put it all together.
That sounds like, to me, so intimidating to do.
In what way?
It just seems like, I don't know why, but it seems like so scary and like quite a lot of work. But I guess you're just used to it now, right?
It's just funny.
Like, yeah.
There is like a lot of little things that go into making these projects what they are, but just having fun at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Just kind of like creative expression and sitting there, and me and Jordan are really comfortable in the studio together, and we can just, one person will start doing something and then the other person will be like, get off, it's my turn.
Ah, I kind of love that.
I've got an idea.
Now, we actually have to finish this and go to an ad break, but after that, I do want to play a track off your EP. What would be your pick for the radio this morning?
I reckon Where's Bongo is probably going to send people into a good vibe for their day.
And that's like key, right?
Yeah.
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 Totally. Right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning for Guest List. What are you up to for your day?
I'm heading home and then I'm going to go catch up with Jordan. So he comes over every Tuesday. 10 till 3.
Oh, is that like your creative day, is it?
That's our creative day. So I usually spend most days in there.
But every
Tuesday we lock down together to jam.
Oh, I kind of love that. Yep. That's cool. Cool. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on. And congratulations on the EP.
Thank you.
By the way. This has been The Guest List.
The Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.